This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm hearing a lot of different birds. There's the dove, I've heard robins and woodpeckers, I mean, lots and lots. I'm loving this. Oh, coming out of frustration. Feels better to come out of it. Let it move through me. Makes sense that I would be frustrated with my son, who is, you know, dissatisfied with his service on earth this morning. And I mean, who else is he going to lodge his complaints with, you know? So, I've made my notes and we're all calmer now and we're all moving on with the morning. I can even hear birds around me that I can't quite see. I can hear the wings of the birds. Well, so something happened that was great. I'll give you a little backstory. Before we moved here, I was taking care of my dad's estate. So I was living in the house that my dad was living in. And most of the stuff got cleaned out. He had a lot of stuff. So most of it got cleared out. But a few items that obviously I kept. And one item I kept for a while was a table. It was a nice, big, solid wood table. We even bought a couple chairs and a couple benches to complete the set. And nice, solid hardwood. Awesome. We had some family meals around the table up there. Some good moments, that's for sure. When we bought this house, it was time to downsize again. And that table didn't make it in the downsize. There was no room for it. We gave it away. In fact, we didn't even buy a table when we got here that would fit because we didn't really use one. Finn wasn't much for sitting. And we were kind of too busy to sit as well. We're not really dining room, kitchen, table people. We're up and about people. We have a smaller space here. So we didn't crowd it up with the table and chairs that we weren't going to use. When Finn went to school, I remember them, the teachers letting me know, the director letting me know in one of those meetings you have, they said, well, we're just going to remove sitting from the expectation list. They're not even going to expect him to sit down. And that made me feel better because I too had removed it from the expectation list. I am not swimming upstream, uphill, against the stream, uphill, you know, every day. No, thank you. He doesn't want to sit, then we're not going to sit. And that works out great because the table and chairs won't fit here. And fab. Things always change, right? Finn sits. I took him to a convenience store to, I don't know, I think maybe just because he wanted to go into the store. And I took him into the store, and it just so happens it's like a mom and pop place, and there's a table. I'm pretty sure it had a checkered tablecloth. He sat right down. And I sat right down. And I asked Will to go order us some fries. And we sat there for so long. And I knew then, it's time. It's time for a table and chairs. I knew the way to do that was to not clean our bank account out and buy whatever we wanted for table and chairs. Not in a rush, because I had already let go of the need. We let go of the need for a table and chairs, even for sitting. Pretty low stress subject. So it was a low stress want. Pretty easy to manifest that one. Oh, I want this, but I don't care how it comes or when it comes. It's on its way. I call that ordering from source. I used to order from Amazon. Used to. Yes, used to. I did not quit when everybody else quit, okay? I didn't do it because all the cool kids were doing it. But when all the cool kids were doing it, I decided to observe. I took an entire month and I observed myself and my Amazon activity. And I realized that just through observation, I didn't even want to use it in the month, and it made me a better human to not have it and not use it. And then I let it go, a month after all the cool kids did, because I didn't know if I wanted to let it go or not. Amazon doesn't mean what it means to everybody else, to me, so I needed to figure out what it was to me. If Amazon gave me yummy, ooey, gooey feelings of love and appreciation and all that stuff, I would have absolutely kept it. It didn't. And in fact, I don't think it's saving me any money. And I'm certainly not using the benefits of, you know, what you pay for. A lot of the Amazon things we don't use. So what's happening now is I go out into the world physically to buy diapers and to buy wipes. And now I don't get my groceries delivered. I go out into the world. And it takes me to wonderful places. I don't tend to hit the big supermarkets. I go to the small natural grocers. And it feels good. It feels right. So giving up Amazon, letting go of that really did help me. There's always something better. So anyway, instead of ordering from Amazon, I ordered from source. I'm ready for the table and chairs. Thank you so much. And just like with Amazon, source, reliable. It's on its way. And I'm not one to track it. People, I don't tend to track things because I'm just focusing on it not being here. I'll just focus on how great it will feel to have the table and chairs. I decided it's out of my comfort zone to ask for help, to ask for things. There's always a story that comes up that maybe it needs more healing. I think I'll do the work of Byron Katie on this memory. I was a kid. I don't know if my brother had died yet or not, but the divorce had certainly happened. So it was me and my dad. And I usually wasn't all that comfortable with that pairing. And we were at a dollar store, which was brand new. A dollar store, we'd never heard of such a thing. I had pierced ears and I saw these hoops. Holy moly, there were like 12, 6 sets of hoops for $1. I wasn't very comfortable around my dad, but I wanted those earrings enough. And they were only $1 that I mustered the courage. And I said, "Dad, can I have these? Can I get these?" He said, "Yeah." I was so excited. I was so excited. We got up to the checkout and I put the earrings down on the belt with his stuff. And he looked at me and he asked me where my money was. After I died inside and came back, I said, "I don't have any." And he said, "Well, I bet you better put those back. Better put the earrings back then, huh?" And I did. So I'm still reviving that part of myself that died a few times that day. So it can be hard for me to ask for things. And I exercised and I made a post on Facebook, ISO, in search of. Just said, "Hey, we're looking for a table and chairs. The dream is like a 3-foot round table, wood. That's the dream. It's round, right? No corners. Wood, some good solid. And not too big, please. We have a small space here. It's not small. It's perfect." All right, so I got a few responses after I, you know, sent that Facebook. It was pretty cool, actually, to see. Had a couple friends share it right away. "Hey, does anybody have a thing for my friend?" I'm like, "Oh, isn't that lovely? How cute is that? That community, that connection." And there were some suggestions for me to go searching and for me to go buying and for me to go putting in lots of effort. And that didn't sound good at all. I was like, "No, thank you. I'm just looking for, not to say a crappy wood table, but like, I believe in abundance. So I certainly know someone will be upgrading, you know, their kitchenette and, we'll be praying for someone to come and get their, you know, out of date wooden round table and chairs. And I'm just the gal for that. So all in perfect timing. I trust life. I trust source. I've already ordered it. It's on its way. All right. So don't sign for things you didn't order. Wait for what you ordered. It's on its way. So a friend says, "Hey, what about this one? It's on this free website." This not a website. It's a group on Facebook, but I'm not in it. And so I can't really see it or contact the people or anything like that. And so that's what I said to my friend. I'm like, "Geez, that looks great, but I can't join this group. I'm already in another one for my area and you can only join one. And I respect those rules." And she said, "Oh, well, all right." And so she messaged them back and said, "Hey, you know, it's still available if you want it. You know, when could you go get it?" And I said, "I don't know. I need to get a truck." And without even thinking, I messaged my friend, "Hey, can I use your truck?" And she was like, "Yes." Boom. It was easier that time. It took me a little while to ask for the table to make that Facebook post. But momentum, right? New drum beat. I'm in the habit. Boom. I just asked my friend, "Hey, can I borrow your truck?" "Yes." So I messaged my other friend right back and said, "I have a truck all day tomorrow." My friend messaged back and said, "Okay, go pick up your table and chairs at 10 a.m. Here's the address." So all I needed to do was have two little chats, one with one friend, one with the other friend, one for the table, one for the truck. And I went and said good morning to my friend, grabbed her truck, went and picked up the table, and waved like a loony at the house a bunch of times because they had put the table outside, disassembled it for us and everything. And So I wanted to make sure if they were peeking out that they would see me smiling and waving and blowing kisses and saying thank you. So we loaded up the table and chairs, brought it home. We have all already sat at it, eaten at it, even Finn. And So I'm glad. I'm really glad that I let go of Amazon. I've ordered from Source and I've waited. You know, wait, trust that it's coming. And like I said, don't sign for things that aren't yours. Wait for what is yours. Yeah. I'm going to go in and play with Finn. But first, I just want to tell you just a little side note about my friend's truck. I'm going to make this the cover art. The gal's daughter who told me about the table, she comes to dance with me, and she must have heard what was going on yesterday, and she sent me a message. She was like, good luck with your new, you know, dining room set. And I said, thanks, I'm getting in this truck right now, and I'm headed there. And I took a picture of me, you know, with like a thumbs up, like, here I go. I'll use that as today's cover art, because that's me and my friend's truck. And the truck experience was pretty cool. And of course me, I made it symbolic, dur. First of all, it was nice. I felt like I was exercising the old parts of myself connected to my dad and cars and trucks and mechanics and older machines. My friend has an older truck. And let me just tell you what, it felt really good driving it. Not only like, aw, you know, nostalgic, not just that. Physically, my body in most cars my body doesn't like it. My body doesn't want me to sit in a car for a long time. And my body really doesn't like it when I'm driving, typically. So I noticed some differences. I have a newer car and my friend has an older truck. The differences I noticed yesterday, the differences that the pieces that made a difference, I believe, on my physical body. In my friend's truck, I have to push the pedal to drive. I have to give it gas. Doesn't that make sense? To get a truck to go and to go fast, you have to push. And you have to push even harder if you want to make it go fast. And you have to listen to the truck. Feel where it is at. And exert the proper amount of energy, force. So I used my energy to move forward. I was pressing the gas, using my energy to move forward. With intention. In my car, most of my energy when it comes to my gas pedal foot, most of my energy is spent holding it off of the pedal. I can't push my pedal. Oh my gosh. I'd be squealing, squawking out, speeding. I can't push my pedal. When you listen to my car and line up with it, my car is designed for like, oh no, don't give me all that much energy. I'll do everything. And it just doesn't seem as natural and it doesn't feel as good. It doesn't feel as good to hold back, to use energy to hold back, to ease off. It felt way better to use energy. It even felt like it was more energy, but I don't know if it was. It was just that I was using my force to move forward. Push, as opposed to using my energy to hold back and ease off. It feels right to have to put in effort to go somewhere. It's like that with food for me too, right? There's a big difference between if you go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, they slap it together, stick it in the microwave, whatever. And then if you go to Big Sky Bakery, they slice the homemade bread that they made this morning and they make you, layer by layer, a gorgeous sandwich. And it takes time. Do not go to Big Sky Bread and expect to get a quick sandwich. It takes time and it's so good. We don't have a microwave. Sometimes we get poked at for that. But it's been a very long time since we've had one. Maybe 10 years. I don't know. We don't miss it. We don't miss it. And sometimes people get confused, like, well, how do you warm this up? Well, how do you do that? How do you do that? Just takes a little more time sometimes to heat something on the range or in the oven. But it also gives me time to realize what I'm doing. And all the cells in my body go, oh yeah, look at us. We're cutting this onion. We're cutting an onion, you guys. I can smell it. I can see it. Oh, we're going to sizzle it in the pan. Look at that onion sizzling in the pan. Let's get all those chemicals ready in our bodies that are going to want to digest that onion, all the enzymes and the things. And your body is preparing for the onion since you grabbed it out of the and started cutting it and put it in the, and you smell it and the sizzle and the sounds. Your body is preparing. Your body's using your energy to move forward, paying attention. So I really like my friend's truck. I really like sandwiches from Big Sky Bread. Feels like the scenic route, doesn't it? New drumbeat. All right, I'm gonna go in. No, I'm not. Okay, one more thing. I've got my feet on the bare earth, and I know that Finn is okay. I'm sure, I hope he'll let me play with him, but he looks totally fine on his own. So, the dining room, the table and chairs. To make room for them, we had to move stuff around. Like I said, we are in a small, you know, we have just enough stuff for our place. And so we knew that we had enough room for this table, but things, we just like kept shifting them around, doing what felt right, not thinking about what we didn't want, thinking about what we do want. What do we want right here behind this? Well, what do we want to look at when we turn over here? What do we want to do in this room? What do we want to see here? And what happened was, not only did we end up with a place to sit down as a family, a dining room table, we ended up with a little pub out back. I mean, we don't drink, but pub for that like tall style. We have a tall table that used to be in the dining room, like a butcher block. And we had some stools that were in the dining room. And now we have that tall table out back and the stools, and we have a whole little pub set up out back. We've had snacks out there, and we watched a little something on the tablet. That's where the books and the games are. And so we also took the seating that was out back there that didn't really get used a lot. And we moved it into the main area. So now we have tons of comfy seating. We have a dining room table and chairs. We have a little, you know, private pub out back, a dry pub. We'll call it a dub. It's not a pub, it's a dub. Because it's dry. Really gorgeous robins right in front of me, hippity hopping around. The world's alive today. You feel it? You hear it? You're alive today. You feel it? You hear it? Order what you want from Source. You've already ordered it. Your heart has desires. Have the guts to speak them. Tell somebody what you want, even if it's just going outside. You know? I want a pair of flip-flops. Whatever it is. And then you can say, okay, I've ordered those. They're on the way. Now, I'll go do something that feels good. How can I feel a little better right now? What can I focus on right now? It'll make me feel just a little bit better. Because I'm going to be so kind to myself today that I'm just going to try to feel a little bit better in each moment. Yeah. All right, I'm going to stop gabbing for real now, and I'm going to go. Have a good day. I love you. See you tomorrow.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.